Well, yesterday, Texas Senator Ted Cruz said the measure does not go far enough to lower premiums. Also speaking out against it in its current form is Rand Paul of Kentucky.
I'm open to voting for it, but I think with a group of people, we have a little better chance of actually getting it modified.
The 34 biggest banks in the nation getting a passing grade in the first stage of an annual stress test.
Yesterday, the Federal Reserve announced that the banks, including JPMorgan Chase and Bank of America, showed that they would have enough capital to meet regulatory requirements in the case of an extreme recession. The Fed announced the stress test following the 2008 financial crisis. Since the first test in 2009, banks have shown steady improvement.
That's Mark Mayfield. Charles Manson follower Patricia Krenwinkel denied parole for a 14th time. This is USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
A lot of J.M. Smucker employees losing their jobs soon as the Ohio-based jam and jelly makers announced it plans to slash 260 jobs to help shore up the company's bottom line. Half of the jobs will be eliminated. The rest are vacant positions that will go unfilled. More than 70 jobs are at Smucker's headquarters in Ohio. A man who fired shots inside a popular Washington, D.C. pizza restaurant because of a false child trafficking claim is now headed to prison. Doug Parrish has details.
Edgar Welch of North Carolina was sentenced Thursday to 4 years in federal prison. Welch fired an assault rifle inside the Comet Ping Pong restaurant on Connecticut Avenue last December. Now, at the time of his arrest, Welch claimed he was there to investigate a conspiracy theory that prominent Democrats were leading a child sex slave ring at the restaurant. Of course, the claims were completely bogus. Now, in addition to the 4 years in prison, Welch will also serve 3 years probation and pay full restitution to the restaurant.
And California's attorney general is banning state-funded and state-sponsored travel to four states. The attorney general, Xavier Becerra, saying during a San Francisco news conference Thursday, he's prohibiting official travel to Alabama, Kentucky, South Dakota, and Texas, as he says they discriminate against LGBT people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Is 8:06. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio Weather, Flemington. Right now it is 77 degrees, partly cloudy skies. 60% chance of precipitation today. We got a rainstorm coming in around 10 o'clock. Chance of thunderstorm showers mainly in the morning, locally heavy rainfall possible this afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 80%. Cloudy and a chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight in the evening, then showers with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Locally heavy rainfall possible after midnight. Humid, lows in the lower 70s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain is 80%. Cloudy with showers and a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, then partly sunny with a chance of showers in the afternoon. Locally heavy rainfall possible in the morning. Humid and highs in the mid-80s, chance of rain 80%. Mostly sunny on Sunday, around 80 degrees. Mostly sunny on Monday, upper 70s. Mostly sunny on Tuesday with some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, mid-70s. Chance of rain 30%. Mostly sunny on Wednesday, highs in the upper 70s. Not bad, as long as we get through some of this humid weather. All right, I got a new update that thunderstorms beginning at 9:15 this morning. Temperatures in the area, 77 in Raritan, 77 in West Amwell, 73 over in Kingwood, 73 over in Frenchtown, 73 in Asbury, 75 in Washington Township. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them. Don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel. Don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go. Let it go.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here. Give me live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse. The Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. It is Let It Go Day. I'm sure you recognize this. Just about any parent on the planet has listened to this a million times. It's a good song, don't get me wrong, it's just been a little bit overplayed. But it's Let It Go Day, and there's so much more that goes with that than just the song, isn't it? I mean, we sweat the small stuff, don't we? So, it's Friday. See if you can start your day today by just letting the stuff roll off your back and then deal with it objectively rather than emotionally. Let It Go Day. It is Friday, TGIF 8-11. We've had a great Leadership Hunterdon graduation last night. Congratulations to all the Leadership Hunterdon graduates. You are now part of the Leadership Hunterdon alumni, and we're expecting great things out of you to help us throughout Hunterdon County. It's time for us to check traffic, see what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. And if you're in the traffic, let it go. Oldwick had some congestion westbound on 78, congestion west of exit 24. That came out at 7:09 this morning. and at 757, 78 westbound at exit 49, Springfield delays to volume. Interesting, most of the time we have congestion problems going eastbound, but today we've reversed it. We've decided to mess up anybody who needs to go westbound. Everything else is safe, sound, smart. We're going to have some thunderstorms, heavy rainfall. When that happens, do not just stop on the road. Find your next nearest exit, get off, and wait it out. Don't. And if we have any flash flooding, please do not drive through it. Okay? Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I just have Michelle, Heidi, and Mike today. The rest of my show is an eclectic mix of news, information, trivia, sports, and all the rest. At 10 o'clock, we have Susan Lax coming over here from Hunter and Helpline. She does Hands Across Hunter, where she talks to and talks about the volunteers that help with Hunter and Helpline. I loved her quote last week where she had said she had spoken to somebody and they said, I've never heard of you. And she says, well, thank goodness that you've never had to use us. You've never had a reason to need us. They are involved in so many different aspects of life in Huntington County, and they help people overcome the challenges, the bumps, the bruises that they get on an occasional time. Finding you a way to get through your challenge and getting you through it and over it and done with it. So listen to Hunter and Hunt Helpline, Hands Across Hunter and to get the best information about how to do that. Home Sweet Home with Patrick Gregory and Steve Bailey is on, talking about home improvement and all the repairs and maintenance that you need to do in your home, from the basement to the attic and everything in between. Steve Bailey is going quote-unquote solo today. Patrick Gregory is not available. He's on vacation, so he asked me to drop on in and banter with him a little bit. There's people on the planet that don't have a repair bone in their body. Well, that's me. So it'll be interesting to have a conversation with Steve about home repairs because I am his worst nightmare or his best customer, one of the two. So we'll talk with Steve Bailey, Home Sweet Home. It's on from 11 to 12. Awaken to Your Purpose with Bob Burns is on from 1 to 2, where he's trying to make sure that you understand that you've been put on this planet for a reason. Some people have figured it out. Some people have not. The question is, how do you figure it out? And when do you realize that you have found your purpose? And he brings on great guests to help you search for that. He also brings on other guests to help you understand what it's like when you have found it. So that's Awaken to Your Purpose. He follows that up with another show called Living Consciously. It's a spiritual show to help you understand that every moment in your life journey is important and you should not take it for granted. So he helps people understand and take every little thing as important and appreciated. So Living Consciously on from 2 to 3. Pat Smits comes on in from 4 to 5. She talks about legal news and cases that have been decided and how they may impact you in New Jersey. So she comes on to do that. And then 5 to 6, we have the sports guys. Three attorneys come on in, and they talk and banter and argue sports. It's a unique show where the politeness of attorneys, using their court politeness, their court debate, comes into play when they're talking about sports. It's a unique way of projecting sports and talking about sports. National sports, of course. Major League Baseball, the NBA championship finished up, the hockey finished up. We're now starting to talk about the training camps and OTAs of National Football League. So lots of great things to talk about, plus probably a little review of the U.S. Open. All that coming on the Sports Guys today. That's the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunting Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamber.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunting in just a moment.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold you back anymore. Let it go, let it go.
Home in...
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, this is a Leroy Anderson tune known as the Typewriter Song. Unique little orchestra piece. Entertaining, nonetheless. It is for helping me with BrandyLocks.com. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. It's Adopt a Cat Month, Adopt a Shelter Cat Month, African American Music Appreciation Month, Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. We got Mental Health Matters on Mondays, and we have La Salud Mental Importa on Tuesdays to help you with that. Antiphospholipid Antibody Syndrome Awareness Month, APS Month. Audiobook Appreciation Month. The library show was on yesterday. They have plenty of audiobooks. Jennifer Winbury told us all about it. Beautiful in Your Skin Month. Black Music Month. Cancer from the Sun Month. Caribbean American Heritage Month. Cataract Awareness Month. Celibacy Awareness Month, Child Vision Month, Children's Awareness Month, Country Cooking Month, Dairy Alternatives Month, and Dementia Care Professionals Month. For this week, it is National Week of Making, Animal Rights Awareness Week, our Carpenter Ant Awareness Week, Lightning Safety Awareness Week, Meet a Mate Week, Universal Father's Week, Old Time Fiddlers Week, Watermelon Seed Spitting Week. We started North American Organic Brewers Days. Got some organic brewers right around here with Lone Eagle Brewery and Conclave. We started Water Ski Days. Ever think that's easy? Man, it's so hard to do that. I've tried it once, and man, you have to use a lot of muscles to take care of that. And we'll have a couple more celebrations coming up next week that we'll get to starting Monday. For today, it's the 23rd, and the observances for today are International Widows Day. It's Let It Go Day. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. It's National Eat at a Food Truck Day. Now that sounds like fun. Pink Flamingo Day. It's a lawn ornament day. Take Your Dog to Work Day. Public Service Day. Summer's Runner's Selfie Day. SAT Math Day. It's National Hydration Day. Certainly need that with the humidity today. And it's Typing Day. Yes, Typing Day. Remember that? The typewriter? Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrandonLex.com, and a little help from Leroy Anderson and the typewriter song, Pick Something and Get Involved. Moving on to a little vitamin C. Well, vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and we're going to celebrate Moe's Southwest Grill opens its doors in Flemington. That is great news that we got stores opening. Promises of savory steak, fresh salsa, and hot tortillas were enough to entice six students from Hunterdon Central Regional High School to spend Wednesday night camped out on the sidewalk in front of new Moe's Southwest Grill. The first 50 people in line for the 11 a.m. grand opening received the guarantee of a free burrito every week for a year, and six teenage boys were at the front of that line. Zach Werner was eager to order his favorite burrito, the Home Wrecker, which features fresh guacamole. A little farther down the line, Paul Evanakis hung out in the 29th spot, where he'd been since 5 a.m., Evanakis was become a regular at store openings in Flemington. He said he was fifth in line at the opening of Roy Rogers, first for Jersey Mike's, first for Costco, fifth for Buffalo Wild Wings. I love Mexican food. It's one of my favorites, so this is definitely a place I will be going a lot, said Evanakis. Christopher Reshippi is also a veteran of snagging deals from store openings. Reshippi was first in line at the 2016 Chick-fil-A opening in Flemington, and he's pretty sure he has a few chicken sandwiches somewhere in his freezer left over from his year of free weekly sandwiches. Rishopi said he is excited to have a Moe's in Flemington. He doesn't have a favorite on the menu just as long as it's a burrito with hot sauce on it. Just before the doors opened, Flemington Mayor Phil Greiner cut the ribbon and officially welcomed Moe's to town. Latecomers can still enjoy $5 burritos for the rest of the day at the restaurant located just off the Flemington Circle between Routes 12 and 202. Moe's is also opening locations in Toms River off of Route 37, Hillsborough on the site of the former Stewart's off Route 206. There are currently three other Moe's in Somerset County in Branchburg, Franklin Township, and Warren. The new township restaurant will be at the first Moe's in Hunterdon County. Flemington Moe's will be open from 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., Sunday through Thursday, and 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. For more information, call 908-824-2211 or visit Moe's.com, M-O-E-S.com. Isn't that great? The only thing I got an issue with, hey man, in the summer, I'd be looking at going there at 1, 2 in the morning. But I guess it's nice that we don't have to have crowd control at that particular hour of the evening. Great to have a new business in here. Great to have some good Mexican food that we can check out. And that's awesome that they those 50 people have snagged a free burrito every day, every week, for a year. So go out and check it out. Patronize our new business. in Huntington County. That is vitamin C for today. It's time for celebrity birthdays. Who has a birthday today? June 23rd. From American Crime, Connor Jessup is 23. Scooby-Doo, The Mystery Begins, Kate Melton is 25. House of Anubis, Friday Download, Louisa Connolly Burnham is 25. From La La Land, Anna Flavia Gavayek is 27. Scream 4, Marielle Jaffe is 28. Actress in House of Lies, Alice Hunter is 28. From The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, Isabella Leong is 29. Community, Mr. Wright, Wendy McComb is 30. From The Newsroom, Sherry Jimenez is 30. Sorority Row, Nikki Moore, 33. Duffy is 33. She's saying Mercy. Mad Men and J. Edgar. Miles Fisher is 34. The Raid and Redemption. Joe Taslim is 36. From The Big Bang Theory, Melissa Roche is 37. Later Days, Steven Sandvoss is 37. Two and a Half Men, Emmanuel Vaur is 41. Napoleon Dynamite, Aaron Ruel is 41. Being Erica, Morgan Kelly is 41. From Warrior, Joel Edgerton is 43. From The Golden Army, Selma Blair, 45. Corner Gas, Fred Awunik is 46. I don't know about you, but is it everybody on this list a hard name to pronounce? All My Children, Zen Gessner is 47. Scrubs, Martin Kleba is 48. TV host of Taste of America, that would be Mark DiCarlo, he's 48 today. The Bay and Untold, Terry Ivins is 50. Actress in Strictly Ballroom, Tara Maurice is 53. The Lost Boys, Billy Worth is 55. Dwayne Whitaker is 58 from The Devil's Rejects. Francis McDormand is 60, singer and bassist. Randy Jackson of American Idol fame is 61 today. L.A. Confidential, Jim Meltzler is 62. L.A. Confidential, Jim Meltzler is 66. So Jim has two birthdays, or two ages. John Amplis is 68 from Martin. April Wine, lead singer. Miles Goodwin is 69. Brian Brown is 70 from Cocktail. Knott's Landing, Ted Shackelford is 71. And singer, Sing Along with Mitch and Don McNeil's Breakfast Club, Diana Trask is 77 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, it's time for me to take a quick break. Get Michelle Heidi on the phone. We'll be right back.
Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Obamacare isn't working. By nearly any measure, it has failed, and no amount of 11th hour reality denying or buck passing by Democrats is going to change the fact that more Americans are going to get hurt unless we do something.
But as Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell unveils details of the long-awaited health care bill they've been working on, four of his own conservative Republican members are opposing it, and that's enough to sink the bill if all Democrats vote no, as they're vowing to do.
do. Among the four conservatives who don't like the bill in its current form, Senator Rand Paul.
With a group of people, we have a little better chance of actually getting it modified. The four of us have said we cannot support the bill in its current iteration.
President Trump's to sign the VA Accountability Act today, legislation that would make it easier to discipline and fire workers and managers at the long-troubled Department of Veterans Affairs. This is USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
All right, it's time for Investment Update. We talked with Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates for that. And first of all, Michelle, I want to first of all tell you the graduation last night was great. And
excellent.
Tony was beaming. She was very happy and proud. And I was sitting next to Joe and Tony, so it was great to have that. And welcome Tony and all the graduates in to the alumni.
Yeah.
So really cool.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a great night. Joe sent me some pictures, and, yeah, I'm bummed that I missed it, but I asked Tony about four times if she wanted me there because I would have been happy to come back for it. She said, no, spend time with your family.
Yep.
We'll have to have a little celebration for her when I get back.
Yep, that was very cool. And they did a great job. Bill Brokaw did a really nice job with the video. So each graduate had a little bit of an answer to a question, actually two questions. So every one of them was well represented in the video, and so that's there for posterity. It's really, really neat.
Cool. Excellent. So, I'll need to check it out. I can't wait to read the white paper.
Yep. So I sat at the table with Joe and Tony and a bunch of folks from Berdicky. So nothing but money was being talked about, and they were all raving about the news yesterday morning about the banks and the stress tests. So tell us a little about that.
Yes, yesterday the 34 big banks made it through the stress test. So that was obviously seen as a positive. However, the more critical part of the stress test are going to be next week when it's announced whether or not the central bank approves or disapproves of the bank's capital plan. But again, at least the good news was the big 34 banks made it through the stress test, meaning that if there was ever some sort of financial stress happening in the system, that they would be okay. But like I said, now that they know that they're okay, now the central bank has to decide, you know, if they're going to approve or disapprove what their plans are for some of that capital that is over and above what they need to have.
Okay.
So we shall see. But no, that was definitely positive. No surprises or anything that took place there.
They were saying that they were well capitalized, and so that's in stark contrast to the craziness that went on, gosh, almost 10 years ago now.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my goodness, what happened? So that's good. And so has that had an effect on the markets, especially for the financial sector?
Exactly. So although it's interesting because, you read a lot of commentary this morning and it's saying, well, gee, you know, banks should be moving a little bit more based upon that positive news. But for some reason, the financial sector, again, you know, post-election had a nice little run-up when there was talk of lifting some of the regulations, but then over the past couple months, you know, we've definitely seen some of the profits coming off the table there. And now, you know, according to some analysts, that sector is somewhat undervalued again, especially in light of, you know, the fact that we're in a rising interest rate environment, thus in turn allowing them to obviously charge more for their loans and have a little bit bigger margin there.
Right.
So we'll see. We'll see. Yeah.
Well, their perspective might be, and I'm just thinking off the top of my head here, that because the banks now are well capitalized, that they're not actually able to use that money effectively to be more profitable. Now that's a catch 22, right? When they had a lot of freedom, they got themselves in a lot of hot water. Now we've limited them with the Dodd-Frank billing. So
right.
I guess we're looking for a happy medium there somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But at least it sounds like, especially the bigger banks, at least they're hopefully in a slightly more positive light at this point.
Yep.
Although, I don't know, the public's opinion of a lot of the big banks is still, you know, not always positive when you talk to people.
Sure.
But, you know, and I guess you don't really blame them. I know nowadays people are complaining a lot about a lot of the fees that are now being charged for things that you used to get for free. And, you know, they realize that everybody needs to make money, but maybe there are some additional things that can be done to try and make things a little bit more friendly towards the consumer again. So we'll see.
It's up to somebody in the field to disrupt it. That's the way
Absolutely.
This happens. So who's going to step up and make a more customer-friendly process strategy, and everybody else will follow through if they're successful. Simple as that.
Exactly. So stay tuned.
Cool. All right. What else is happening?
Let's see. Yesterday I mentioned that Qatar Airways was looking to buy a 10% stake in American Airlines, and read a headline this morning that the American Airlines CEO pretty much wrote a quote-unquote scathing response to Qatar Airways, you know, saying that he was very puzzled by that offer and, you know, obviously in relation to some of the, the illegal subsidies that are being received by certain countries from their government, that type of thing. So I'm sure we'll continue to hear more about possibility or impossibility of that taking place at American Airlines.
Yep.
We also had BlackBerry. We haven't talked about BlackBerry in a while, but yes, BlackBerry is still live. People are still using the product. They had come out with their earnings. They came in at 2 cents a share, which was higher than expected. Analysts were expecting them to come in at break even, but they did fall short on revenue. So again, they're still, you know, they're still in business. They're still trying to figure out ways to be profitable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, stay tuned there. Bed Bath & Beyond came in 13 cents below estimates. The revenue was also below. They basically said they had softness in-store sales. However, their digital sales are pretty strong. So it sounds like a lot of people are no longer going, well, I don't want to say a lot of people, but people are attending for convenience. So they're going to the website and making purchases rather than going into the store and buying things, which I don't know about you, but when I'm in a store, I sometimes have my list of things that I'm specifically there for, but then you get sidetracked, and once in a while you end up with more stuff in your cart than you came for.
Yep.
So we'll see, you know, again, with a lot of the businesses, with people going for convenience and buying things online, you know, how that's ultimately affecting their sales, because if people aren't in there doing some of the impulse buying that tends to take place, obviously that would have a longer-term effect.
Yep.
And then Sears Holdings. Sears mentioned that they are going to be closing another 20 stores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had a few months ago closed 200 stores. They're looking to close another 20 stores.
Wow.
So again, they're still trying to figure things out a little bit. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But as of a few minutes ago, futures were relatively mixed. We do have the PMI coming out at 9:45 this morning. That's the Purchasing Managers Index. We also have new home sales. And there are several Fed speakers out on the speaking circuit today as well. So looks like on this Friday we're going to open relatively flat. And, you know, I think see where the banks are heading this morning. I think we'll probably at least see some activity in that sector going on this morning.
Cool. Very good. Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a great rest of your little vacay down there, and enjoy
you.
The weather. Got a little thunderstorms coming through today, but if you're staying there through the weekend, looks like it's going to be nice, especially on Sunday.
Exactly. So bad. Looking forward to, get these storms through and then back to sunny skies and hopefully not too much humidity.
Yep. All right. Have a great one. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. See you on Monday.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide and Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Tony, and Michelle help me with the investment update every morning at 8:30. Joe and Tony and Michelle do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays here on HuntingChamberRadio.com, the voice of business. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to HuntingdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.HuntingdonChamberRadio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Here it is. It's time to speak with Mike about some movies on the weekend. Good morning, Mike. What's going on?
Good morning, Big C. What's happening?
It's Friday, man. I am ready to rock. So
okay.
So what have you checked out this week for us?
All right, let's begin with Rough Night. This is rated R. It is directed by Lucia Anello. It stars Scarlett Johansson, Kate McKinnon, and Alana Glazer.
Uh-huh.
And a number of college friends reunite after 10 years for a bachelorette party.
Uh-oh.
And, and fun and mishaps ensue. This is, as I mentioned, an R-rated comedy which tries to provide us with sort of raunchy fun. It does not succeed all that well. Our leads are trying their level best, but it just doesn't come together very well. And we're left with a lot of dead air. Perhaps you or your listeners have seen Bridesmaids from 2011, or perhaps The Hangover from 2009.
Yep.
And those would be what we're we're looking at sort of a retread, if you like, of those sorts of films, of, you know, that that sort of thing. And
sure.
Those aforementioned flicks definitely succeed where this one does not. So I really cannot recommend this one for you.
Okay, so you give us better ones to check out if you're into the everybody going out and losing, letting it go, so to speak, prior to the
yeah,
wedding,
I mean,
nuptials.
Know, if you're digging that, then yeah. Check out those films I mentioned.
Yeah, I watched, believe it or not, I watched Bridesmaids a couple months ago with one of my growing up daughters, so that was entertaining. So
that's very... That's marvelous. A little bonding.
Yes. It gives you the opportunity to have it gives you the opportunity to have that chat as well. So.
Is there a chat involved?
There's a chat involved.
That
yeah, that's right.
Well, if all goes well, I'll never have to talk about that.
Cool.
So I'm pleased you could find that. You know. In the midst of that particular film, you found a
thank you. Yes,
moment. If yeah, you like that's
a lot
that's
of,
here to be commended.
You can drag philosophy out of anything if you look for it.
Yeah, I suppose so. If you're brave enough, yeah.
All right, so we'll stick with Bridesmaid and Hangover.
Let this one slide.
All right, cool. So what else we have?
All right, let's go for a streaming film, the Lego Batman movie.
Oh, now this one, I sat there and watched. See this coming in. First of all, I had no clue that they actually were making a movie. I thought it was just selling a toy. But then when I realized that they're actually making a movie, I went, "What?" So you tell me if this is actually.
Well, okay. This is rated PG. It's directed by Chris McKay.
Of course.
Will Arnett. Zach Galifianakis and Michael Cera lead the cast, and the Lego movie from a few years ago, which was a big hit and deservedly so.
Right.
We have the Lego Batman movie, and this is a loving send-up of all things Batman, and it has references to contemporary Batman, but also 60s Batman, etc. It manages to encapsulate all of those things and does so wonderfully. I mean, aside from the fact that just technically this is a remarkable achievement, just that this came together, the fact that it's an entertaining film and a funny film and a worthwhile film is quite
right.
Something. We have Batman, obviously, and Batman runs his enemies, including the Joker and many others, and so, of course, he has to do battle with them,
mm-hmm.
and he has parenting issues, and therein lies the twist. This is a fun movie. This is an entertaining movie. This is a worthwhile movie. You should check this one out.
When you're watching this one, do you get lost in the fact that you're watching the movie and the storyline, or do you sit there every so often going, I can't believe I'm watching Legos in a...
As for me, no, I wasn't, you know, I wasn't sort of taken aback or distracted.
Mm-hmm.
No, not at all. You're just taken away by it. You're just, you know,
yeah.
You're just swept along happily with it. And there are laughs and there's fun and you should definitely check it out. This is a good play.
Yeah. I don't know. Did it do well? With PG, you know, you can't bring in the younger kids, right?
No, it's not. It's rated PG for a reason. So, and I think, you know, and the rating is certainly a sound one. So, no, it's not for little small children, no.
But did it do well in the box office, you know? Or?
Yes, I believe it did. Yes, I believe it did. It certainly did.
Okay, so this one goes in the category of, like, when I thought that bottled water wouldn't make it. I just sit there and look at it and say, I can't.
Well, then let me recommend this one to you in particular, man. Check this one out.
I will. I'll check it out. If you think it's if the storyline's worthwhile and you just don't get distracted by little toy bricks running around, then I think that
you will be, as I said, pleasantly carried along by the story.
All right. How are the jokes? Are they a little bit tongue-in-cheek.
There's a lot of they're making, they're sending up the whole, the whole Batman genre, if you like.
Yeah.
From the first frame, you know, they're talking about the intro and how the intro has to be scary, et cetera,
right.
et cetera. And you know how awesome Batman is, and he knows he's awesome, and yet he's not really, and so it starts from the first frame, and as I said, you know, and it's fun, and it's funny, and laugh at it, and it's really quite a good play.
Do you have to watch the other actual Batman films to get some of the jokes? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I just didn't know if there was a lot of a reference and sarcasm in there.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No. We know who Batman is.
I know who Batman is.
If you're shaking on you know who Batman is, you might want to do a bit of research. I don't think you'll lose the plot if you're not familiar conversing with the whole Batman canon, and I think you won't be lost. It's okay.
If you're missing out on who Batman is, I don't think there's a library under the rock that you're with you. So,
I'm just
I got you.
Putting it out there, man.
All right.
If you're shaky on the whole Batman thing,
yep.
Then perhaps you might want to start there.
All right. Moving on to your pick of the week. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Let's. Heartbreakers from 2001, PG-13, directed by David Merkin, and it's starring Sigourney Weaver, Jennifer Love Hewitt, and Gene Hackman, and others, and it is a comedy about a mother-daughter con artist who seduced and fleeced men in the Palm Beach, Florida area, and this is a comedy. And it's certainly worth a look. Some really nice performances and some fun and some laughs. And as another critic put it, great escape. It's fun. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yep, very cool. That one's a lot of fun. And Sigourney Weaver, they're a lot of fun. Jennifer Love Hewitt, really, really entertaining. And reminds me of the other one, the Lady Killers. Wasn't that another one that was in it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, quite similar. But, yeah, this one has merit of its own and definitely worth a look.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Gene Hackman once again showing his breadth of his acting.
Yeah, yes, showing his versatility, and he seems to be having a good time, and I think that your viewers might as well. So check this one out.
Cool. Excellent. Appreciate it, as always. So we got two good ones. Stay away from what was the first title?
Rough Night.
Stay away from Rough Night. There you go. Watch Hangover or Bridesmaids instead. And then the other two are awesome. Batman Lego Movie, which I'm going to watch. I'm going to do it. And I've already seen Heartbreakers, but I'll check that out again, no doubt. Cool, man. Appreciate it as always. Stay cool. It's going to be hot, humid, and thunderstorms for the next couple of days, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
All right. I'll do my best.
Awesome, Dan. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Mike at the Movies, giving you 2 out of 3, says to stay away from Rough Night and go and check out Hangover or Bridesmaids. Check out the Heartbreakers. That one's a good one, no doubt. And recommendation of the Batman Lego Movie. Something that maybe some of you probably wouldn't have thought about doing because it's a toy, for Pete's sake, and I guess the Lego people have got it figured out to do with that type of stop-action animation, that they've figured out a way to make it entertaining nonetheless. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon, doing the news, the weather, and then we'll do Hunterdon Chamber Radio Today in History right after this.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Obamacare isn't working. By nearly any measure, it has failed, and no amount of 11th hour reality denying or buck passing by Democrats is going to change the fact that more Americans are going to get hurt unless we do something.
But as Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell unveils details of the long-awaited health care bill they've been working on, four of his own conservative Republican members are opposing it, and that's enough to sink the bill if all Democrats vote no, as they're vowing to do. Among the four conservatives who don't like the bill in its current form, Senator Rand Paul.
With a group of people, we have a little better chance of actually getting it modified. The four of us have said we cannot support the bill in its current iteration.
President Trump's to sign the VA Accountability Act today, legislation that would make it easier to discipline and fire workers and managers at the long-troubled Department of Veterans Affairs. This is USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesman, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
President Trump again says there's nothing there when it comes to the investigation into his possible collusion with Russia, as well as other issues related to the 2016 election.
There has been leaking by Comey, but there's been no collusion, no obstruction, and virtually everybody agrees to that.
Trump speaks on this morning's edition of Fox and Friends. Just days after a jury failed to reach a verdict in his sexual assault trial, and as prosecutors still work to retry him, there's word that Bill Cosby's planning town hall appearances to educate people about sexual assault allegations.
Two Bill Cosby representatives appeared on a Birmingham, Alabama TV show Thursday to announce the town halls on sexual assault, including a town hall in Birmingham. The Cosby reps say young people, especially the athletes of today, need to know what they're facing when they're hanging out and partying. A sexual assault